Hello, this is creative username 1125. I am a pan woman. With the guidance of my daddy, I have been encouraged to find a female play partner, and I would be incredibly honored to make you sobbing wet if you listen. Enjoy!
Oh, you say that you're curious to know what kind of things I would do with you if I were really in your bed, sweetie. That very thought of it. It makes you feel nervous. But leaves your pussy so fucking wet for me. That you've been imagining. Well, if that's the case, I guess I really should give you a better idea of what it would be like. Shouldn't I? I think that I would start by planting 1,000 little kisses all over your face, your neck, your collarbone, and your shoulders. Oh, just covering you with them. My hands would massage all over your tummy and your thighs and your bum. And when you start begging me for more, when you need to feel my hands on other places, I would move my focus to your breasts, playing with them, squeezing them, kissing them, licking and sucking at your nipples. Oh, getting them good and hard, making them so very sensitive, teasing you, making you moan and writhe and beg with every kiss and lick and touch. I know I would enjoy those sounds, and I know that you would enjoy my touch even more than you enjoy my voice whispering such dirty, naughty things into your ear, filling your head with naughty fantasies and sexy sounds, and encouraging you to touch that needy, wet pussy for me to come as hard as you can. But I wonder, could you come from that alone? From my lips and my tongue and my hands worshipping your tits? Worshipping those pretty nipples? I guess that doesn't really matter now, does it? Because I'd just be getting started with you. You see? Next, I'd lick my way back up to your lips and give you a single sweet kiss before heading back down. Again, kissing and licking and nuzzling my way slowly down through your cleavage, over that sexy, tasty little tummy, dipping my tongue into your belly button, tickling you and making you giggle before continuing my descent. And stopping when my lips find the waistband of your panties. The only item of clothing that you'd be wearing. The only item of clothing that you'd ever be allowed to wear to bed. And that is because I'd love taking them off of you. Unwrapping that little cunt and tasting that round ass every night. Unwrapping your presents for me. Part of our special bedtime ritual. Oh, honey, I'd press my face to those panties and tease your clit through the soft fabric. Using the very tip of my nose, I'd give that clit a little Eskimo kiss, and then when you wriggle and squirm, I'd plant a real one right on top of it. I'd tease you, nuzzling your pussy right through your pretty little panties, feeling just how wet you are for me, breathing in your needy, musky, potent scent, trying to make the wet spot even bigger before I take them off of you, just rubbing my face all over them, licking you through them, and enjoying the feeling of your wet heat radiating out to me calling to me. Oh, I'd start thinking about just how warm and juicy your pussy must be for me already. How good it would feel to plunge my fingers inside of you, to stretch you open, make you squeal. But it wouldn't be time yet. No, not yet. I'd have to tease you some more first. And so, I'd start kissing and licking across along your sexy, silky thighs, traveling back and forth from one leg to the other. My hair tickling your sensitive flesh. I'd work my way down, moving further and further away from your pussy, worshipping you and yet teasing you at the same time. And my hands would follow as I make my descent, caressing and massaging up and down your sides as I tease your thighs, squeezing and teasing your hips and your tummy as I reach your calves, and then slipping inside and tugging at the waistband of those pretty panties. When I get to your feet, sliding them down gently, gently, slowly, so slowly, millimeter by millimeter, exposing that gorgeous little pussy, that glistening, wet, excruciatingly warm, devilishly sexy little pussy. And when at last I'd get those panties off of you, I'd press them to my nose and inhale your pretty little scent from them once more. And then I'd throw them aside, and I'd growl up at you and take hold of your ankles, lifting your legs straight up into the air before pushing them back and bending you almost in half, completely exposing your wet, needy little cunt to me. Oh, and I'd bury my face in it, coating myself in your sticky, wet juices, marking myself with your scent, your taste, your sweetness, taking ownership of you in the most primal way. And then I'd stick my tongue out, I'd lick gently up and down your slit, once, twice, three times, savoring that sweet, sweet nectar, parting those pretty folds before dipping my tongue inside of you, probing into you just as deep as I can reach. Oh, I'd be rocking my head from side to side, lifting your ass off the bed, all in an effort to slip my tongue even a millimeter deeper inside you. I'd taste your juices from the source, moaning into your cunt as I drank my fill of you, twisting and twirling my tongue inside you in an effort to drink down even more of you, looking at you, all of your walls, hitting every spot that I can reach, fucking your cunt with my tongue, making you mine, making that cunt grip at me, making it ripple and pulse around me, begging, bringing you closer and closer to orgasm, to coming all over me, all over my tongue, all over my face, and all the while I'd be loving the sounds that you make, loving the way that you writhe and squirm and throw back your head and buck your hips, loving this power that I have over you, teasing this control that I have over your pleasure. And then I decide your pussy is juicy enough, and when I decide that I want to give you more and more pleasure, I'd slip my tongue out of you and lick my lips, spread spreading your legs wide open in a V, and I'd kiss your thighs again, lick my way up from your opening to your clit, and I'd tease it with the very tip of my tongue, just lashing over it, over and over again, tickling it with sharp little flicks intended to keep you on edge, but give you no opportunity for release. I'd laugh into your pussy, and I'd keep teasing you, and keep lashing at your clit, until you get so desperate that you grab a handful of my hair and pull my lips tight against you, wiggling your hips, grinding yourself against me, clamping your thighs against the sides of my head, hooking your legs around me, smothering me with your cunt, and giving me no chance of escape. Oh, and that's what I would have been waiting for. That's when I'd give you what you need. My lips would seal around your clit and suck on it ever so gently at first, stimulating you a little bit more and a little bit more, letting the pleasure build and build and build inside you, feeling your little clit pulsing hot and insistent against my tongue. Feeling your hips buck as I start worshipping it with the flat of my tongue in long, slow, wet licks. So warm, so soft, so fucking pleasurable. Sucking you and licking you and moaning muffled encouragements into your tight little pussy that you'd be withering nonstop by that. You'd be close already, so very close to coming, and you'd push your needy little cunt to my face, just so I can push you over the edge, and I'd give that to you. I'd slide my hand up your body and slide my fingers into your mouth, having you suck on them while I eat your cunt, and then, once they are good and wet, coated in your saliva, just like your pussy is with mine, I'd slip them back down between your legs, and I'd ease 1, 2, 3 fingers into your warm, tight, sopping, wet little hole, and I'd fuck you with them. I'd fuck you while I suck and lick and worship your little clit. Oh, and you'd come, you would come, all over my fingers, all over my face, all over the bed sheets. You'd moan and scream and thrash about. You'd squeeze my head between your thighs, suffocating me with your cunt yet again. You'd fill my mouth with your sweet, tasty girl cum, and I'd love it. I'd keep my mouth on you, licking and sucking you, and fucking you with my fingers, lapping up every drop of your juices that I could find, resisting any attempt that you make to push my head away from you when you get too sensitive, keeping pace with you as you try to crawl further up the bed. And you'd black out. You'd lose all sense of who and where you are, just giving yourself to that orgasm, to the throbbing, pulsing waves of pleasure still radiating through your body, emitting from your cunt, from my touch, my lips, and my tongue all over you. And before you even have a chance to regain your senses, I'd bury my favorite toy in you. I'd move up between your legs, grazing my tits, my nipples, all over your flesh, and lavishing your lips because I'd be inside you, in control of your pleasure again. And I'd be in heaven, sweetie, looking down into your eyes, my head pressed to yours, my breast pressed oh so tightly to yours, my lips pressed to yours. You to fuck me back. I tell you to use your legs, buck your hips, and fuck yourself onto that dildo. I'd fuck you faster and faster, and you'd match me. Thrust for thrust. Our moans would start blending into one. One unceasing cry of purest ecstasy. A little testament to how good this feels, to how well we work. I would fuck you and fuck you and fuck you.
me, I tell you. And you do it. You throw your head back, arch back, and grip at me so fucking hard. And you'd scream a silent scream as your orgasm overwhelms you, causing you to lose all control. Racking your body after with wave after wave of sweet, blissful, primal pleasure. Fuck. Oh, you'd come for me. You'd come, squeezing that dodo inside of you as it was a part of me. Your pussy rippling and stroking along the length of it, soaking it with your pretty little girl cum, grinding up on it and stirring it inside you, stimulating me in the process, just tempting me to lose control of myself and come right then and there with you. But I'd resist, hold back, keep myself right on the edge, grinding my clit and fucking you through the orgasm, building it up and extending it as much as I can, giving you little aftershocks. And I'd press my lips to yours, kiss you, feeling your moan, pleasure into my mouth, sharing it with me, letting me have just a merest taste of what you're feeling. And I'd keep fucking you. And when your pussy stops rippling and clenching and squeezing around me, I'd regain some control over your body. I would just pull out of you and push your legs together and straddle you, rolling so grinding against you so hard as I come all over you with a roar of pleasure, struggling to stay conscious, withering all over the place, soaking us both with my juices. And I'd feel you shaking and trembling and pushing against me, raising your ass up to take that dildo even deeper. Exhausted, I would collapse on top of you, breathing hard, panting from exhaustion. I'd laugh with you, kiss you again, so many times. Oh, I'd kiss you as you come back to your senses, each kiss letting you know how much fun that was, badly I needed it, and how much you mean to me. And then I'd pull out of you, set our toys aside, and I would lie down beside you, pull the covers up over us before pulling you tight up against me and planting a kiss on the very top of your head, just holding you until you fall asleep in my arms. Fuck, the bed sheets still wet from my lovemaking, our fucking, our flesh still warm from our exertions, and the smell of sex still potent in the air. And I'd fall asleep right after you. And when we wake up in the morning, we would do the whole thing all over again. And that is what I would do with you if I were really in your bed, sweetie. I hope you sleep well. Good night. Sleep well tonight. Night.
If you would want this to be a reality, just send me a message. Happy coming.